The following shiur has been presented by Rav Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Habad Halacha Center.
Daf Memtes. Question came to Beis Din regarding a Ger Tzedek who was living in a rented apartment where he had paid rent up front for a year, and 3 months before the end of the contract he was nifter. One of his friends, knowing the halacha that all the chosim are ger of a hefka, moved into the apartment where he says he knows the contract is for another 3 months and he's going to be there free of charge until the end of the year. On the other hand, the owner says, I don't allow you to use the apartment. I want you to leave. The question now is, who is correct? The halacha is, when a ger is nifter without having children born after he was megaya, after he became a ger tzedek, all his property becomes hefker, and first come, first served, meaning the first person that comes and takes what the ger left, it belongs to him. The Torah brings even more so in the name of the Rosh, and has brought the halach in Shulchan Aruch, that the minute a ger dies, his property becomes hefker, and the person who is zoicha has no chiyuv more than any other person, any other Jewish person has to pay for his burial expenses. Now, if the ger had any of his possessions deposited in the reshus of another yid, and when the ger was nifter, they were in the yid's chotzeh, then automatically we say that the yid is zoicha the Kenyan Chotzeh of these items, even though he had no intention of buying them. This is learned from the Gemara, which we have seen here on Daf Memtes Amud Beis, where it is brought that if a Yid borrowed money from a Ger and he mortgaged his property, meaning that if he does not pay back the loan, the Ger can take his property, and then the ger was nifter, and someone ran and grabbed the contract. So the Gemara debates here, what is the halacha with this contract? Since the person who took the shtar, he was not interested at all in the piece of paper. What was he interested in? The piece of land, which now has become hefker. And we know that in order to be zoicha from hefker, one has to make a chazoka in the kalka, which by taking the shtar, the chore did not make any chazok in the kalka. The issue now is that he wants at least the piece of paper now, even though his original intention was not for that. Says the Gemara, what would be the din if another person comes and grabs the shtar? The chore, we could say, that he is the first person who's now taking the shtar, knowing that he wants to take the shtar for himself. Ask the Gemara, do we really think that when he takes a shtar, he means he's grabbing a document for use of a bottle cap? Says the Gemara, yes. The Gemara then brings a case where he borrowed money from a ger. He left a mashkin. When the ger died, someone came and took the mashkin. Here says the Gemara that we have to take it away from him, since the minute the ger dies, poka lei shibudei, meaning the shibud on the mashkin no longer exists. Of course, that also means that the yid has no debt; his debt has been cancelled. Says the shach, that even if he gave the mashkin not at the time of the loan, where usually we say the mashkin is like he started paying back, even so Tosfos holds that it goes back to the yid. The Maaser Shach himself argues with this and says that we look at it as it already belonged to the ger, and therefore only the person that grabs it, it belongs to them. Up to now, the Gemara has discussed the case where a Yid borrowed from a Ger. But what would be the din if it was the other way around? That the Ger borrowed from a Yid and he left a Mashkin. And then the Ger died, and another Yid came along and took away the Mashkin. So then we say that the first Yid is entitled to whatever value of the Mashkin was. And anything more than the value of the Mashkin, that is given to the second person who took it. Ask the Gemara, why doesn't it all belong to the Malva, since it was in his private property? And we know that Chatzeiro Yishel Odom Koine Shaloi Midaito. Answers the Gemara that we are talking in a case when the Malva was not in town. But if he would have been physically able to acquire it, then we say Chatzeiro Yishel Odom Koine Shaloi Midaito. But we cannot say this klal of Chatzeiro Yishel Odom Koine Shaloi Midaito if physically he is not able to be koiner it. For example, if he is out of the city. According to what we have just now learnt, says the Machne Ephraim, what would be the din in our case where a ger rented a house from a yid, paid up front, and then he was nifta? Can someone else come and be zeicha in the house for the remaining period of time that the rent had been paid for? So Machne Ephraim says, he debates, either we say, Kevon de Meis Pokale Shibudei, like we saw in the Gemara, that the minute the ger dies, everything expires, and automatically, if Pokale Shibudei, it goes back to the original Balabais, or do we say, Schiros Leyoime Memkehu, meaning, that all that what he rented is like he bought it. And now that he died, we're back to square one. First come, first served. And therefore, the Yid, the second Yid who now, the guest friend who came into the house, into the apartment, the Chori, he is correct. The Machne Ephraim seems to think that it does go back to the original Balabais, because he says, came under me, spoke Aleishi Budui. The Imri Bino in Hilchas Yom Tov brings a Shara Mishpot who asks, what would be the din of a ger who was a partner, had a partnership with a yid in a plot of land? Proper shutfim, with all Hilchas shutfim as it should be. And the ger was nifta. Now, someone else wants to come and to be zeicha from Hefka and share the profits with the partner, the Jewish partner. Says the Imri Bino, do we say a sin shutvis means that the whole plot of land belongs to each person, and therefore when a ger dies, the partner is zeicha in the whole plot of land and no one else can come and make a chazoka? Or do we say that as long as a partner has not made a kinyan, he cannot be zeicha? And then we'll say first come, first serve. Says Nimri Bino, that the Meiser he holds that anyone can come and be zeicha. And therefore in our case, where the ger died within the period of rent, since the owner cannot throw out anyone who has paid up front, so the ger is a real shutev, and it belongs to him until the end of the contract. And therefore, anyone who comes and wants to be zeicha in it, it belongs to them. So the Maisa, in our question here, about the ger's friend who came into the apartment, the choyet is a machloikas between the Machne Ephraim and the Imri Bino. The Chikrei Lev also brings the question of our case, and he asks, we know the klal schirus leyoyim memku. That means that when I rent for a period of time, it is like I bought it. So therefore, it shall belong to the ger until the end of the contract. It's like it says. V'chikri leiv then goes into hilchas schir leyoyim memkehu. The man sayim sell paskins like the Machne Ephraim, that it goes back to the Balabos, but he holds for another reason. We know there's halacha by metaltelin, ein hashoyel oy asoyche reshai lahashil oy lahaski b'li reshus mefreshes me'abaylim. For any metaltelin, the person who borrows, a person rents metaltelin, they are not allowed to give it over, to rent it or to lend it to someone else, unless they have explicit reshus from the Baylin. Why? Because everyone knows that when one gives over an article, an item, I agree that by you it should be, but to go and give it to other people, I don't want it to be in someone else's hands. What is the din legabe karka? Oh, houses. So we have a machlikas rishonim. Shittus HaRambam and Rashba is that he can rent it out to someone else. Why? Because we're not choshesh of Pneva and Aveda by Karka or Batim. But there is a tnai that the Shulchan Aruch brings that, let's say I rented it out to a family of 5 children, here I'm not allowed to give it to someone else who has more than 5 children. The Ravid argues on the Rambam and Rashba, and he holds that the same halacha is like metaltanin, hasein hasoicha rashai lahaske b'li reshus mefereshes. A person is not allowed to rent it out to anyone else unless he has explicit reshus from a bala bayis. Why? Because of the chashash, maybe some damage will be done by the other person. Today, in this halacha, is not so much neger, because usually when one signs a contract, it's written explicitly in the contract that you're not allowed to rent out to someone else, and therefore our minig is oika halacha, and that is today what most of the poskim paskin. But now let's go back to what it was. Let's say a person does not have a contract. So we see here the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether a person is allowed to rent to anyone else. It says a Chikrei Leiv, according to those who say that one is not allowed to rent to someone else, here the Balabayas as well, he can throw out anyone who comes in now to the apartment, since even if the guy would be alive, he would not be allowed to bring someone in, someone new in. Masha'in came, according to the Poskim hold, that one can rent to someone else. I show it is Rishai to ask it to someone else. But since here the Balabayis has a right to tell the new person, leave, and I will not take any rent. And even if he paid up front, he could say, here, take money and leave. So here as well, he can tell the person who came, the guest friend, you can leave. As a chikrei leiv, even in this case, he would not need to give back any money, since the whole chazoka that he made here was without money. When do I say I have to give back money if there was some money involved here? The chazoka was made with money, but here he just came squatting into the dira. There's no need even to give back money. As a chikrei leiv, this is besides the fact that the tzois brings a maras hason, who holds that anyone who pays up front cannot rent out to anyone else. So of course, here as well, we can tell him that he could leave right away. So the Ma'ase in our case, Lechoya, Beis Din Paskind, that the Yid has to leave, and it goes back to the original Balabos, and Kach, Hoyru oid botidinim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.